Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Let's prepare for our word this morning. There's nobody like him. That's why we have to say, how great is our God? Say it with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Say in the name above all names. You're the name above, Yeshua, you are. And my heart will say today, oh yes, how great is our God.
Father Yahweh, we come to you right now in the blessed name of Yeshua. There is nobody like you. You are the one and only God to be worshipped, God to be lifted up, magnified, adored, acknowledged. So we give that all to you this morning, thanking you, praising you for this opportunity, Father Yahweh, to experience worship in your name, hallelujah, prayer in your name, thanksgiving and rejoicing in your name, salvation in your name. And now what thus saith you in your mighty name, in the name of Yeshua. So right now as we go into the word, Father Yahweh, the word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. We ask for your light to be lit up in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, in our mouths, in the mighty name of Yeshua. We give you the glory. In Yeshua's name we pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Shalom, saints. Okay, so we know how Fourth Sundays are. They take up a little bit more time. And that's okay, because we want the Holy Spirit to have his way in our midst. Amen. If you need a Bible, we will provide a Bible to you. I want to thank those who are tuning in on iChurch, as well as those of you that are here in the sanctuary. Thank you for tuning in on our Spanish broadcast and our English simulcast. It is your faithful financial support that allows iChurch to continue. So we thank you for whatever gifts of love that you can provide. Amen. So we've been talking about the importance of knowledge, the importance of knowing, the importance for us to embrace that knowledge, embrace that knowing. These days, when people tell me that they're a Christian, I'm not impressed. Because people will tell you that all the time. I'm looking for demonstration. I'm looking for the word to be demonstrated in that person's life. I'm looking for ginosko. And we know that the Greek word for ginosko, the Greek word ginosko, is the English word for knowing, and it's a knowing and a knowledge that comes from having a relationship. And a lot of times when people profess to be believers, I don't see the relationship manifested in their lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Say lifestyle. Lifestyle means it's a way of living.
So when you tell me, when you profess to be something, I'm looking for it. If you tell me you a plumber, I'm looking for plumbing. If you tell me you a doctor, I'm looking for doctrine. Whatever you tell me that you are, I'm looking for evidence of that. So you tell me you're a believer, I want to know that you know something. Problem with believers, a lot of people that profess to believe, they know where their church is and the name of their church and who their pastor is, but they don't know nothing about in the Bible. And so that comes with you having a what? Relationship. So please turn to John. You guys know that we embrace the Greek, we embrace the Hebrew, we embrace truth. That's why we call ourselves the Church for Truth Seekers. Like we use the name of Yeshua, that is his true name. And it's so interesting. I have to share this little tidbit with you. I went to my daughter's pancake breakfast yesterday. And you know how parents kind of congregate and, you know, there's people that know people. And, you know, I was just kind of sitting there with my daughter because we got there a little early. And there was a parent that came, well, their daughter came and they were like, Kenny. And they said, you must be Kennedy that we hear so much about. Because I guess her friend is always talking about Kennedy. And so I said, yes, I'm her dad. I'm Kenny's dad. They don't know my name. They just know that's Kenny's dad. Tom Washington, right? No, they don't know my name. They just, that's Kenny's dad. So they introduced themselves and they said, I want to ask you something. And I said, sure. And so they said, our daughter has been drawing fish. And every time she draws a fish, she writes the name Yeshua on the fish. And the mother said, and I asked her, where did you get that from? How did you know that? She was like, Kennedy, she writes it on all of her fish. And I was amazed, but this is how Yahweh works. She said, a year and a half ago, she was a believer. She said, a year and a half ago, she said she was in prayer and she was praying. And she was like, Jesus, I need this, and Jesus, I need that. And she said, a voice as clear as day came to her and said, my name is not Jesus. My name is Yeshua. And when her daughter came with the fish, she was just overwhelmed. She was like, if you really want to know, if you really have a heart for Janosko, he'll reveal himself to you. Amen. He'll show you, he'll tell you the truth. And I told her, I said, there's no coincidence that we are sitting here talking about this because they wanted to know. It was like, she was like, I have to tell you. And the father was like, yes, she writes Yeshua on everything. So, you know, I was able to even go deeper and share. Usually when I go to a pancake breakfast, I eat a pancake and then it's come on, let's go. By the time we had finished, we were still talking. They had wrapped up the whole breakfast. Basically, they was like, y'all ain't got to go, but y'all need to. Because when you get to talking about how good your Savior, he will give you a door of utterance. He will give you an opportunity to share. You don't have to worry about what to say. But the word says he will give you what to say in that self same hour. So don't y'all tell me that I don't know what to say. If you got Janosko, if you got a relationship, he'll give you what to say. If you got Janosko, somebody say, you know. You know, you'll know. So stop worrying. You think that witnessing and sharing is about you. It's not about you. It's about what Yahweh has done for you. And once you open up your mouth and talk about what he's done for you, that's all you got to say. The Holy Ghost is in control. So stop being scared. Tell your neighbor, don't be scared. That's what, you know, we scared about sharing. But it's important that when you guys go outside of these walls that you know something, that you have some knowledge to share. And so people are looking for that. So let's go to John, and since we embrace the Hebrew name, that would be what? Yohanan. So John, the 8th chapter. We're kind of winding down on this, but there's some things that I really want to share with you. And the Holy Spirit told me to take my time in this whole series, and that's what I've been doing. I've been obedient. He's been able to bring some things out. And so I will do that today, even with the time that I have left. So let's go to Yohanan, the 8th chapter, or John, the 8th chapter. And we're going to go to the 28th verse. If you got it, say, I got it. Then said Yeshua unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Wow. We're talking about Yeshua, who has a desire to know the things of his Father, right? And so he's positioning himself. But this is what I love and what stood out to me. Then Yeshua said unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he. He's speaking to an audience of believers and unbelievers. Are you lifting him up? What does it mean to lift him up? It means to exalt him. To put him up, that you would look to him. Remember, when they put that cross up, he was what? Lifted up. And when you looked up on that cross, you saw salvation. You saw sacrifice. You saw love. All the things that we're looking to. We're looking to a lot of stuff in this world. We're looking to, we want the money, we want a big bank account, we want a mansion, we want a great career, we want to be noticed, we want fame. And we look up to those things. But are we really lifting up the Savior? We lift those things up. Yeah, I want to do this. You got these vision boards. Yeah, this is what I'm going to be. This is what I want to do. And you got it up on, you got to post it up. Why you lift it up? Because you want to look to it. You want to be able to aspire to it. But he says, hold up. Until you have lifted me up, I'm the Son of Man. You lift me up. And until you lift me up, then you won't know who I am. And so many believers are not lifting him up. We must lift him up. Let me tell you why. Go to Yohanan, the 3rd chapter. Just don't do a lot of flipping. Just go over five chapters to the 3rd chapter. We're not putting a priority on learning. We're not putting a priority on knowing. The Hebrew concept of knowing is this. Are you ready? They have a saying. We are one generation away from destruction. What does that mean? If we don't teach our children the word and teach them about acknowledging the Father, then we're going to lose. Are we putting a priority on knowing? We're not even putting a priority on knowing ourselves. I got like six kids in Sunday school. Wow, it's getting quiet again, you know. You wonder why sometimes your kids is tripping and going crazy. Are you really making it a priority to bring them into an atmosphere where they can learn and they can learn? The word says this: train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he's not what? But you got to train him up. And then how are you demonstrating to them? Are you coming? Are you showing them a lifestyle of the word, a lifestyle of putting an emphasis or a priority of even getting the word in your life? Are you committed? Are you sold out? You got to ask yourself these questions, because the world is getting darker and darker and darker. Y'all, listen, don't get quiet on me. You should be getting glad, because if you weren't doing it, there is an opportunity to redeem yourself, to get it right, to get back in the word, to get a stronger relationship, to get the Genosko. Who wants Genosko? Who wants a relationship? Who wants a stronger relationship? It's cool. But it said in the 14th verse of the third chapter, and as Moses lifted up the servant in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And 15 says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But you gotta lift him up. Tell your neighbor, lift him up. That means exalt him. That means to look upon him, right? That means basically, if you do that, if you lift him up, if you exalt him, if you look to him, then you're not going to be distracted by all this other stuff. And that's what's happening. We're lifting other stuff up, and then we're wondering why our life is a wreck. Our life is messed up. Are you lifting up what needs or who needs to be lifted up? Sometimes y'all put your own picture and you lifting up yourself. Let me tell you something. There ain't no salvation in yourself. Ain't nothing but destruction in yourself. And I'm telling you, he said he's fading every day. That's right. Well, go here. Go back to the 8th chapter of Yohanan or John. And it says, let's go to the 29th verse. And it says that, and he that sent me is with me, and the Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. The things that you do, are you pleasing him? Could he be able to say, I'm proud of my child. I'm pleased with my child. Are you demonstrating the attributes that he would be able to say, for the things that you do, I'm pleased? Because Yeshua had to say it. He says, my Father has not left me alone, for I do always. Somebody say always. Always. So what's left out of always? Nothing. So you should always have Yahweh on your mind. And you're always constantly filtering through to make sure that the things that you're doing are pleasing unto him. But instead, we make sure things are pleasing unto us. I do what please me. I do what I like. I do what I want. I do me. How many people we know that? I'm doing me. But when you become a disciple, a follower, you do the things that please him. You set your affections on the things that are above. And when you lift him up, you're setting your affections on the things that are above. I don't know about you, but the God I serve is worthy to be lifted up. Worthy to be lifted up and exalted. So go to 2 Timothy. So we all have a responsibility. So I showed you guys things about different Christians, and I tried to get you to
locate yourself. We got all kinds of different kind of believers that I was telling you about. And what we want to do is we want to be not just professing believers, but we want to be dedicated, true believers. And so when we go to 2 Timothy, the second chapter, there is something that he is giving us instruction for. If you got to say, I got it. And 2 Timothy, the 15th chapter says this, study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman. Let me stop there. Somebody say a workman. Somebody say a workwoman. Somebody say just work. A demonstration of if you are truly a disciple is that you have to study to show yourself approved unto who? A workman. So what does that mean? I see so many believers putting it on cruise control. I'm just, he's supplying all my needs. I'm good. Do you witness? I know I'm good. Do you serve? You know, do something? No, I'm good. Last time I checked, to be approved, a qualification is that you were at least a work. A workman needs it. Work, the key word is what? Work. Tell your neighbor, are you working? Hey, ho, check it out. This is not your own job. I'm not asking you if you got a natural job. Though some of us might not be working in that capacity. I'm talking about kingdom work. Study. And last week I told you that the Greek word for study was what? Spoudazo. And what does that mean? To make an effort. To be diligent, to do work, to study earnestly. You're making an effort to be a believer. Did you know that it takes effort to be a believer? It's easy to sin. Y'all, wait. You stay with me. It's easy to slip and slide into sin. Oh, it's easy. It's easy to say, yeah, I'll go over there with you. Yeah, I'll turn up with you. Yeah, I'll take a hit with you. That's easy. Because you don't have to fight for that. You just got to what? Just give in to it. But check this out. It takes work to fight and say no, that I'm going to stand, that I'm going to keep my deliverance, that I'm going to be an example of his power. And you're not doing it by yourself, because he's giving you the attributes. He's giving you the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to fight. Without the Holy Ghost, I couldn't fight. Because me and this flesh, it's give me the latest fight. Mayweather? Pocket? No, it was some other dude that he fought. I'm fighting like that. We'll throw Pocket out there. It's fight every day. It's a what? It's a fight. Now listen, if you don't like fighting, that's too bad. That's your bad. Because as a believer, you have a big giant target on your back now. The enemy's like, I'm out to get you. I'm out to see if you believe what you profess that you believe. And it says basically that it's not Yahweh that's testing you and trying you. It's the enemy trying to see if you're going to really stand on what you say you believe. Oh, you a child of God, huh? Let me see you handle this. Yeah. And he'll even send people to you. Yeah, you're supposed to be a Christian, huh? What about this? And we were talking about in Bible study that he had the audacity, he had the unmitigated gall to approach and try to tempt Yeshua. Yeshua was fasting in the wilderness. He was hungry. His flesh was, he was in a weakened state. And the enemy said, let me see if this dude is who he is. Say, and the first thing that came out of his mouth said, if you be the Son of Man, of God. Didn't he say that? Yeah.
He said, if you telling Yeshua, the word wrapped up in flesh, Yahweh's very power, that if. So if he is trying to grill Yeshua, what you think he gonna do with you? He grilling the son of Yahweh. Well, didn't you profess that you were a spirit-filled believer? I'm baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm a child of God. Oh, hold up. Did you just say that you were a child? Where the women at? Where my women at? Oh, you trying to hide now? See, if you were here, you would say, I am a daughter of the Most High. Oh, so if you are, if you be a daughter of the Most High, pass on this hit. Who said that? Hey! If you be a daughter of the Most High, what you gonna do with that 8-pack that comes your way? Okay, so I'm not talking about an 8-pack drink like an 8-pack. See, if I was talking about drinks or alcohol, I'd say a 6-pack. I'm talking about the 8-pack abs. If you be a daughter of the month, what you gonna do with that 6'3"? Brother. That looked like Boris Kojo. Wait, brothers, you don't know who I'm talking about. Sisters, they know.
Light skinned brothers are back. Light skinned brothers are back.
He said light skinned brothers are back. No, but some. No. But there's some ladies out here that know about Idris. What was the guy's name? Alba Idris or whatever. The rest of them. But see, what are you going to do when he tempts you with that there? What you going to do when he calls your name? Hey, Susie Q. You know, I there's a lot of women that I could talk to, but there's something about you, Susie Q. What you going to do, sister? Somebody said throw him back, but what you going to do? Brothers, I got any men in the kings in the house? All right. Say, I am a son of the Most High.
I am a son of the Most High.
So if you be the son of the Most High, what you gonna do with 34, 24, 38? Because he's going to present that to you. Understand this. Every time there is something that Yahweh is going to do for you, the enemy is going to present to you an anti-type. Something that looks like it's good. Something that appears, but it could be the worst thing smoking that you ever had laid your eyes on. He's going to try to get you. And the best way he can try to get you is to try to tempt you with all these things, all these distractions. And 34, 24, 38 is a distraction. But what you gonna do? Ask the brother, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Apostle said, I already done it, so I ain't got to worry about it. So let's see. Send them packing. But you have to demonstrate that. So there has to be the spudazo in your life that you understand that I've got to fight. We used to sing this song in the old church. I'm a soldier in the army. I've got to fight
although we have to fight.
We gotta hold up.
We've gotta hold up the bloodstained banner. Hey, we've got to hold it up until we
hold up. We gotta hold it up until we what? We gotta hold it up until we die. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to cry. We have to fight. That song is so true. We gotta fight, although we have to cry. And while we're doing that, we still gotta lift up that bloodstained banner, the blood of Yeshua, and we gotta hold it up until we die. So stop whining about the stuff that you gotta give up. Stop crying about the stuff that you can't have. Be glad about the fact that He has saved your life. Wow, he's gotta fight the devil. You better keep on fighting the devil until you transition out of here. Because the whole time that you're here, he's trying to get you off track so that when you die, he'll get you. But the bottom line, if you keep on holding up that line, if you keep on holding up that bloodstained banner, if you keep on doing and striving for the things that he has for you, but before you know it, it ain't a whole lot of fight. The enemy's just going to be like, you know, I done tried them. They ain't budging. Let me move over here to Joe Blow. You got to hold up the standard. And so that's why the word puts it on you. It says 2 Timothy 2:15 states, study to show what? Yourself. Study to show your pastor. Study to show your grandmammy. Well, I don't know why it came out that way. To show yourself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing. So the word of truth, so rightly dividing, what on earth is that? Hebrew word, ready? Orthotomeo. Say orthotomeo. Rightly dividing is together. Rightly dividing is orthotomeo. And it means, check this out. A lot of people say rightly dividing, oh, that just means I need to be right. The word, you know, no. Study to show yourself. If you got a question on what rightly dividing means, look up rightly dividing. And it says orthotomeo, and it means to teach or share the truth directly and correctly. Hold up. To teach? I ain't no teacher. I'm just a believer. No. Your job, you have been given the ministry of reconciliation. That means that your ministry is to tell other people about the deliverance and about the salvation that you yourself have obtained and through whom you obtained it. And once you've done that, then you're supposed to be able to share that or teach that. And that was my problem. I was like, I ain't ever gonna be no preacher. I refuse to do that. And the apostle said, I ain't asked you to preach, Tom. Just share. Well, Sharon, I think I can do that. But when you start sharing, someone get a hold of you. They call it this zeal. And so sometimes you're like, well, every time you get up, Pastor Tom, you end up shouting. I can't help myself. When I think about the goodness of what he's done for me, I can't contain it. So y'all excuse me if I get a little loud off up in here. That's because I got so much joy off up in here. I gotta let it out. Is there anybody like me that can't keep it inside? They gotta let it out. I gotta tell it. just get me? It's just like fire. Shut up in my bone. I can't hold it. And that's when we're talking about rightly dividing the word. It's this to teach or share the truth directly and correctly. It means to hold a straight course. Check this out. It means to demonstrate the truth. That means my life needs to be a demonstration of the truth, demonstration of the word, demonstration of what Yeshua did to me. So that when people see my life, they already see the Savior lifted up. When they see me, they see the Savior. I got some dudes who work in my mentoring nonprofit organization. And we go into the schools and we mentor the kids every Friday. And I'm there right along with the men that come to share with the kids. And we were teaching the kids to find at least two positive things about the other child that they could say, this is what I like about you. This is what I see in you. And then for that child to say, hey, well, you know what? Thank you. It makes me feel this way that you're sharing those things. And by the way, I have a couple of things about you that I like about you. And so to do that, the adults were demonstrating the same thing. So the other mentors, we were showing them how to do it. And one of the guys says, you know, what I like about Pastor Tom, they say Pastor Tom in the school, this is a secular situation, but it's not like I'm trying to be just Tom. They see the cross in my life. They see the demonstration. So they get up in front of everybody and say, what I like about Pastor Tom is that he is the closest thing to Jesus that I've ever seen. That's not me trying to say that I'm all this and that. But what they are seeing is Yeshua. People should be able to say the same thing about you. When they see your life and you professing, can they say that you are the closest thing? Because this, I've said this so many times, it was so weird that they said that Friday. I said to you all many times before, your life and your witness could be the only Yeshua that people will ever see walking this earth. Because he's not walking this earth anymore. His attributes are through who? Through you. So are you sharing the truth directly and correctly? Are you holding a straight course? Are you demonstrating the truth? Check this out. Are you walking the truth? And he said, unless he be lifted up, unless he be lifted up, you would not know. But the scripture also said, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men what? So that means you're a part of that process. When you lift up the Savior, that draws people and they'll be like, wow, I see something different about him and about her and about him and about her and about him and about her. And that makes people say, you know what? I want to know more about what you're talking about. So next week, I ain't got no time. I'm out of time. But we got a few more points because Yeshua, when he walked this earth, he gave us some nuggets, boy. He gave us some stuff to grab hold of. And what I'm asking for you is grab hold of this truth. Tell your neighbor, we got to grab hold of it. Grab hold of it. We got to demonstrate. Because if you are rightly dividing, go to the 15th one more time. Study, you show yourself approved, a workman unto Yahweh that needeth not be ashamed. Before I leave you, if you're not rightly dividing the truth, you should be ashamed. And if you're not doing it, and if you know you're not doing it, you are feeling shame.
But the beauty is, you ain't got to be shamed no more. Just lift him up. Just exalt him. Just show the transformative power that he has shown in your life. And when I talk about what Yahweh has done in my life, I know that there's people here that he's done a whole bunch more in their lives. He's took them out of some crazy situations. He's delivered them from some vices and some spirits that you have no idea. All I'm asking you to do is acknowledge the Savior that did that for you. Acknowledge the Savior that delivered you, that lifted you up, that freed you. Is there anybody free this morning because of the Savior? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Father, Abba, we come to you right now in the blessed name of Yeshua, acknowledging who you are in our lives, acknowledging, Father, the fact that your power, your word, your transformative attributes have changed us, have broken the chains, have delivered us, has freed us, made us free. The knowledge of knowing you moves something in us that we would say, save us, help us. And so right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, minister to each and every one of us the importance of grabbing hold, of demonstrating the genosko, of demonstrating the orthotomeo in our lives, that others may be touched, that others may be healed, that others may be delivered. Use us in a mighty way. We give you the glory in Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Keep your head bowed, just briefly. Only have a few seconds, so I will say this. If you are hearing this message and he is ministering to you the fact that, you know, you need to make a change. It's just that simple. You need to make a change. He's ministering the change to you. We serve a God that specializes in change. And so right now, if that's you, if you're saying, hey, I want the change, I need to initiate this. And that's what he says. He said, if we come unto him, he'll draw nigh unto us. So right now, if that's you and you're saying, I want that salvation, I want that change in my life, pray for me, please. Just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. If you want that change in life, raise your hand. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. Let that be demonstrated today, not tomorrow, but actually today. That change will take place today. Maybe you don't. You've had a relationship, but you've fallen away. You're not as close as you used to be. Kind of drifted away. And he's saying, hey, I'm drawing you back. No man or woman comes unto Yahweh except he draws them. So if that's you, you're saying, I want to get back to where I need to be. I want to be restored. I've kind of drifted away. Raise your hand. I'll pray for you for restoration, restoration. You want to be restored. We talk about Yeshua being the center. He is the center. Hallelujah. And what you, this next person might say, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm not sure of where I stand. And I just need clarity. I need someone to clarify where I stand, because I don't know where I am. I don't know if I'm close, and I don't know what I should do. We'll pray for you even in that situation. You want that clarity today, get it. Raise your hand and I'll pray for you as well. Everybody has their head bowed because of the reasons that to be able to pray for you and to be able for you to obtain the things, a lot of times the enemy says, no, don't get up, don't do none of that. But that's his job. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Yeshua said, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So if you want those changes that we talked about, everybody's got their head bowed. Come with me. Come right here, and I will pray with you. Right here, right here. Make that that declaration. That's what you're doing. You're declaring that I want this and I'm ready to obtain it today. If that's you, just come here with me and pray. Nobody's looking, so the enemy is not, he has no power there because ain't nobody looking. But if you raise your hand for any of those reasons, come and let's pray about it really quickly.